comic books, movies, TV, and more. Nerds are everywhere. It's time to assemble! It's Nerds United, a Jittery Monkey podcast. Here's your host, Greg Mahochko.
Hello and welcome to a brand new Nerds United on the Jittery Monkey Podcast Network. My name is Greg Mahochko, joined, as always, he is my right hand. He is the co-host of the year. He is the individual that my son thinks everybody he sees online with the beard is, Mike Luther. Does that make sense, Mike? I told you about that before we started rolling sound, but...
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
If my son sees somebody with a beard... He's like, oh, there's Mike. I'm like, no, the beard.
And he's right.
No, he's not.
I am everyone with a beard.
I don't want him going up to random strangers and saying, hi, Mike, and then never seeing my son again. So, no.
Well, just keep an eye on him when he goes up to strangers. Don't just be like, hey, go into that crowd, son. Say hi to everybody.
What do you think I am?
Well, you said you wouldn't see him again. Like they would grab him. Just be faster than him.
I have put on the LBs in the last 3 months, dude. It is sad.
You're still skinny.
Oh no, no, no!
I call you skinny, Greg.
You shouldn't. I am 50 pounds heavier than I was just under 2 years ago. 50 pounds, Mike.
I am. Well, yeah. I'm probably gained 50 pounds in the last 2 days of muscle, though.
Yeah, because you've been going to the gym. You're doing it right. Meanwhile, this is me right now.
I would do that, too, if mine's over there. So,
that's a good beer.
What are you drinking?
I'm drinking a Kona Brewing Company. And it is a Big Wave Golden Ale.
Oh.
And it is quite delish. I cracked it open a while ago. I got it out of the fridge even longer. I thought we were going to record almost an hour ago with another project. We'll talk more about that when it actually happens. But
we can't tease it now?
No.
Okay.
Just know that your favorite Nerds United hosts are going to be doing a guest shot on a game show podcast.
Yes.
In the very near
Finally.
Future. Finally, your podcast hosts have gone back to other podcasts.
Yes. Even though we've never been on other podcasts. Well, you've been on other podcasts. I've never. This is the only podcast I've ever been on.
That's shameful. Mike, you need to start making the rounds. You need to talk to Chad. You need to talk to Kevin. You need to whore yourself out to the other podcasts that are right here on the Jittery Monkey Podcast Network. Cheap pop.
That's fine with me.
Okay. All right, Mike. I'm not going to lie. I'm warm. I can't believe I put on a nice shirt thinking that we were going to be talking to somebody else, thinking we'd be doing a YouTube show this week.
The listeners can't see the shirt you have on. So describe the nice shirt you have on, Greg.
It is a gray, officially licensed shirt that I got on my birthday, 2017, at Busch Stadium. And it's a little parody, if you will, of Game of Thrones. And it says October is coming, because they always say winter is coming. And it says Game of Thrones at Busch Stadium. And instead of like the direwolf, it's got the redbird. But I put that on. I switched from my plain white undershirt from work. And I put this – I got this one out of my drawer. Mike, this was clean an hour ago. And it's not anymore.
Hey, you know, nice is subjective to a lot of people, you know. But basically you have a gray t-shirt on.
Yeah.
It looks great. Don't get me wrong.
Thanks.
I don't even know what color this is, to be honest with you.
Mauve.
No idea.
Sure. It looks red.
Yeah, reddish Scooby-Doo shirt on.
I like that.
I can't say much.
tomorrow, well, a little peek behind the curtain for purposes of doing a legit tease. This weekend, I'm recording a very special episode with someone who is an alum of our very own high school. And he's also been a stand-up comedian, a Notre Dame graduate, and most recently an author. And I'm going to be talking to him and doing a video for the YouTube channel. And because he's a professional, I probably will dress up and wear my nice cufflinks and, you know.
Dude, go full suit, definitely.
I don't know, full suit. Here's the thing. It's going to be done over Zoom, as all video chats are almost. And so I'll be like dressed up from the, you know, waist up. So, well, Mike, let's get into.
It's kind of like Zoom, but it's like WeVideo for my lessons.
Yeah.
That I have to do. And I have to. So I managed to do my first lesson in t-shirt and hat because I'm like, I'm more comfortable like this. And then I was told after that. Well, I don't want to get into too much because some people, I just realized some people from my work listen to this podcast.
Oh, nice.
But I was told that I can't do that anymore. So I wear what I normally would wear into a classroom, and that's understandable. It's like, button down shirt, khaki pants. Now I don't have to wear the khaki pants because obviously I'm not standing up. They don't see me, but I do it anyway because just, it feels better, I guess.
More normal.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, that was the thing when the pandemic started, right? And everybody was doing things over Zoom or you know, Google Meets or Skype or something like that. And it was like you stand up and you're, you know, or what was the one? The lady was, I think it was a lady, was using the restroom or something like that, and yeah, it was still, yeah. And the guy is sitting there in his shorts and didn't realize that he was, you know, not. You know, everybody could see that he was obviously casual from the waist down. So you got to be careful, Mike. You got to be careful.
I have seen one before, and it was a classroom Zoom. And I think it was a prank. I think that the people knew what was happening. But it was no video, but they forgot to mute it. And it sounded like the girl and the guy were having some fun.
Huh.
And you just kept hearing the teacher go, hey, somebody's not muted. Hey, guys. Hey, everybody, you guys aren't muted.
Yeah. Good old. My goodness. Well, Mike, let's get into our show, shall we? Where this is audio only and nobody cares if we're wearing pants or not.
It's true.
We like to start off.
Who knows?
Hmm?
I said, am I? Who knows?
I'm not looking, so I don't know. I can't see. I do see the underside of your kitchen cabinets, and they look like the underside of kitchen cabinets. So we're going to start this episode the way we start off most episodes, unless we forget or we put it off till the end, and that is by going to the book. And the book is The League of Regrettable Superheroes by John Morris. And we are slowly making our way through this, but it dawned on me that even when we get every regrettable superhero done, we'll probably have forgotten that we've done some, and so we'll just do this in perpetuity.
Right.
We will never be rid of this book, John Morris. So, thank you. So,
we'll get to a point to where, like, we know all the superheroes in there, and we can immediately, like, just talk about them.
Yeah.
We'll be like, oh, yeah, Dr. Satan. Yeah, he's blah, 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 blah. Although we won't say blah, blah, blah.
We might. I've got to put this one up to the camera for you to verify if we've done this one before because I don't remember.
Okay. No.
Okay. Exciting. And thank you, everybody listening, for your patience. So we're going to go to pages 36 and 37. We're going to talk about a Keen Detective Funnies Volume 2, number 12, Centaur Publications, December 1939, and that creation was The Eye. Now, before you start wondering, no, we're not talking about I before E, except after C, or when sounding like A as in neighbor and way, and weekends and holidays, and all throughout May, and you'll always be wrong no matter what you say. Mike, can you tell me that stand-up comedian?
Hold on. I know him. Hold on.
I was fortunate enough to see him live in Effingham, Illinois years ago.
Brian Regan
is right. Oh, well done.
I'm good.
Yes, you are. Obviously, he delivers it much better because of his bit, and he's hilarious. But the eye, as in, you guessed it, a floating, flying eyeball, created by Frank Thomas. As I mentioned, Keen Detective Funnies, Volume 2, Number 12, Centaur Publications, December 1939, and an actual living, speaking, crime-fighting, disembodied, floating, giant eyeball. The eye was a mysterious presence that loomed ominously in the pages of Keen Detective Funnies, which was a book that also offered more quotidian fare such as Dean Denton, Dan Dennis FBI, and Spark O'Leary Radio News Hawk. Appearing amid curtains of flame or billows of smoke, the eye was in a class by himself, a tireless witness and avenger of injustice, the seemingly supernatural entity possessed an array of powers bordering on the omnipotent. He also seemed to have few limitations, despite being able to fly, melt steel, appear and vanish suddenly, manipulate invisible forces, and a giant flaming eye all the time. The eye relied on human assistance to act as his agents against crime.
Sounds... When did it come out again?
Hmm?
When did it come out?
1939.
I was going to guess 40s. So 39, close to 40s, obviously. Because they did a lot of, like, private eyes type of stuff in the 40s. Now, if I'm looking at the picture correctly, is it... Hold on, I'll show you my laptop here, because we have technology. And I can't describe things. Flip it around. Is it this?
Nope.
Oh, okay. We got a different eye one then. Oh, it's literally just an eye.
It's literally just an eye. After appearing in Keen Detective Funnies under the masthead of the ICs, the eye went on to star in his own solo book. With an apparent change of career, the Ocular Avenger was now billed as Detective Eye. Apparently, the eye had been taking correspondence classes between adventures. A few dozen appearances, the eye vanished as mysteriously as it debuted and never once had an origin been so much as hinted at. Then what kind of origin would you get for the eye? Although it could be the eye that got popped out towards the end of Any Given Sunday. If you remember that movie. It could be Big Van Vader's eye after it got popped out in a wrestling match in Japan and put back in during the match.
Rey Mysterio's eye.
Was that real?
No, of course not.
Yeah, I didn't think so.
No, yeah. Yes, Greg. In a WWE match, they actually took Rey Mysterio's eye out.
Well, I didn't know, like, it actually happened to Vader. Like, it...
No.
Yes. In Japan.
No, I'm saying... In Japan, they had, his eye was, okay, was his eye missing before?
No.
Did it happen during the match?
It happened during the match. It was a move gone wrong.
Was the stipulation, hold on, was the stipulation on it that he was supposed to lose his eye?
No.
Okay.
And he put it back in. Like, it was dangling from his...
Yeah, I believe it.
Okay. All right, moving on. Anyway, that's all I got on the eye. And because it's just
hold on, Greg. We always cast.
Yeah, okay? But how do you cast?
Now, obviously, Greg, I'll tell you. So we have to use motion capture, right? So obviously, we're going with Andy Serkis.
I don't know about that.
Who knows motion capture better than Andy Serkis?
Tell you what I'm going to do.
Okay.
This is because you have to pattern the eye after, you know, like it has to look like an eye, right?
True. Yeah.
So
and everybody has, most people have two of them, so that's pretty easy.
So I'm going to go Emma Stone. And we can do a gender swap because it's an eye, so it doesn't matter. But Emma Stone can be the voice. and her eye can be the model for the eye. Because Emma Stone has really, I'm going to send you a picture just so you don't have to worry about it. But she's got really, really a captivating eye. She got two of them. So.
I believe it. I like her voice too, to be honest with you.
Like her what?
I like her voice.
She's tremendous. Do you have a favorite Emma Stone role or Emma Stone movie?
Either, and I haven't seen this one in a long time, either Easy A or, you know, Spider-Man.
Okay. Nothing wrong with either of those choices. However, and my wife will attest to this, I'm a sucker for brunettes. So her in Zombieland was right up old Greg's alley.
Yeah. And by the way, the pics you sent me, oh boy.
Right?
You lost in those eyes.
Right? You're welcome. I'm happy I was able to help you, Mike. I don't know what I helped you do.
I know who I'm going to add on Twitter.
Okay. All right. Just don't make it creepy. That's all I got to say.
Don't worry. It's all going to be half creepy.
All right. Perfect. Let's do this. Since we were talking about eyes and wrestling for somehow, for some reason, let's do a transition briefly to another topic. And that is, speaking of Rey Mysterio, who storyline wise kayfabed his eye in a match. He is going to star in a new animated series for Cartoon Network.
I did not know that.
I literally just looked it up 5 minutes before we started recording as I was rapidly looking for topics to discuss.
And you thought did you think Rey Mysterio or did it just pop up?
No, it was on the Facebook page.
Okay.
By the way, I've seen Scooby-Doo at WrestleMania or whatever it is, or, you know,
right,
whatever. That's a cute little whatever show. The new series is from Cartoon Network Latin America, and it focuses on Rey Mysterio. Big announcement arrived via Cartoon Network Day at the 2020 Pixel ATL Festival. Gave a description of what fans of both professional wrestling and animation can expect from the upcoming Rey Mysterio series. It says Rey Mysterio will tell the story of one of the most iconic luchador, a figure admired by all and star of the ring. He will also delve into a great secret, unimaginable forces threaten our world, and he will be a fundamental part of that fight. With their number one fan discovers his secret. Together, they will immerse themselves in a world where the excitement and adrenaline of wrestling coexist with mystery, mythology, history, magic, and supernatural beings.
Well, all right. Go Big Ray. That's good for him.
You know what? You almost made a quote right there that would have made a friend of the show, Josh, piss himself with glee. You said go Big Ray, and had you said go Big Red on your own without any prompting by me, I think Josh might have done a happy dance.
All right. Well, Josh, I'll make you happy next time. I'm sorry, buddy.
There you go. All right.
How old is Rey Mysterio? I was just wondering that. Oh, okay.
He's
45.
I was going to say mid-40s, I thought. Do you have any iconic Rey Mysterio memories or moments that stick out? Well, even though this is not a wrestling podcast, and anybody who likes wrestling podcasts should listen to my 1-2-3 Cents, the podcast with Kevin Huntsberger right here on the Jittery Monkey Podcast Network.
Yes, I do.
Please tell me.
This is actually, I don't know if I talked about this on the podcast or not, but if I did, I'll say it again. So when Nolan's mom was pregnant, we were together and we were living in Kentucky. And I was, at the time, I was a huge wrestling fan. And they just so happened that WWE was going to be in Louisville. And I didn't know the difference. I didn't know there was like house shows and, you know, tapings and stuff like that. So I looked into tickets, and tickets were really cheap. And I'm like, oh, wow, this is amazing. So, of course, it was a house show. I didn't realize. But you know, talk to his mom, and I, you know, she's like, yeah, we, you know, we can go and stuff like that. Mind you, I think, I want to say she was definitely showing. I think she maybe she was like 7 months pregnant or something like that. So we go, and the only thing I remember about the show was that all championships were on the line. She was showing.
For people who don't know, I'm sitting here on my end of the screen doing like baby bumps and rocking the baby, and he's like, yeah, come on, figure it out.
Yeah. So all championships were on the line. I remember John Cena was there, and I remember Rey Mysterio was there. And Rey Mysterio, I forgot who he wrestled, but he did the 619. Mm-hmm. And I just Nolan's mom was not a fan of wrestling. Like, she would catch it if I was watching it, but she probably didn't know any of the people. But I remember her being super impressed by that move. Like, really, really impressed by it. So, yeah. So, and that, I'm sure that helped me out for a bit. So
nice. I think my favorite, I don't have an in-person Rey Mysterio memory like that, but I think my favorite, or maybe not favorite, my most memorable Rey Mysterio moment is WCW summer of 96 when NWO comes and takes over and they're doing the Disney tapings, and they come take over and they're in the back lot area, and Rey Mysterio jumps off like a banister of a deck or something, and Kevin Nash catches him and lawn darts him headfirst into a trailer.
Oh yes.
My favorite my favorite detail of that story is that, like, people who were staying at the resort didn't know what was going on and didn't know that all this was planned, and so they're calling like 911 on the wrestling production. So that's fun.
I remember hearing about that. Also, I was gonna say one thing I liked, not a personal story about him, but when he, and I don't know how far this went, but he was like the kind of like the giant killer, and I remember he fought Kevin Nash. Kevin Nash put him into a powerbomb, and then, you know, Rey Mysterio started hitting him and stuff like that. And then, you know, he pinned him. And I think he beat one other tall, big guy for that, but I don't know if anything else happened with
I
that.
I think, again, Kevin would know. Let's call him. No.
Yes.
But I believe that when Rey won the WWE title, he won it off the Big Show.
This was, maybe, but this was in WCW.
Oh, okay.
Wasn't it when he beat Kevin Nash?
I don't
yeah,
know.
I'm 99% sure it was in WCW. Now, he might have, in WWE, he might have done something similar. But I know the time I'm thinking of when he beat, and it was a real quick pin. And it's hard to describe, but if you know it, you know it. But it was, I know it was in WCW.
Okay.
Let's call Kevin. I'm gonna say let's call Kevin Nash up.
Oh yeah, yeah. That's the one, Kevin. We should have. Yeah. No offense to Kevin Huntsberger, but if we got Kevin Nash on speed dial, what, you know, he's probably not doing anything at 9 o'clock or 9:10 o'clock.
Exactly.
He's at. All right. So let's move on from our good friend of the show, Rey Mysterio. So,
speaking of ages, one thing that I found out recently, and if you do the math, you'll figure it out yourself. But Ralph Macchio, when he played, I forget his name. Oh, Danny LaRusso in Karate Kid. He looks like he's about 13 years old.
He was 48.
He was 72 at the time. No, he was 22 at the time.
Wow.
Yeah, and I even like, because I was looking back at like YouTube videos and like casting stuff on it. And yeah, he looks like a baby. Now, granted, he looks about, I'll say 35 right now, and he's 58 or somewhere around there.
I saw a couple episodes of Cobra Kai, and I will watch more. Don't you worry, sir. But I saw a couple.
I'm not spoiling.
No, I know, but I don't think he looks 35. I think he looks his age.
No, not even, dude, not even.
Yeah, yes.
Hold on, wait, Ralph Macchio. Let me look at his age just so I know. Hold on. We're 58. He does not look 58 at all.
He does.
Not even close. Okay, if you tell me 45, okay, I'll go 45. He does not look 58. You don't know any 58-year-olds that look like that. He looks better than me, and I'm almost 40.
I don't know. You see those bags under his eyes.
How old?
I don't know. He.
Hey, no,
all right, maybe not 58. Okay, I'll go. Yeah. I'll go this far. I'll go this far.
Wait, have you been listening to us?
No.
Okay. How old do you think that guy is?
He looks like he's in his 50s, I would say.
Yeah.
Don't listen to me.
Two against one.
You think that guy's in his 50s?
Yeah.
Okay, right there.
Right there. Okay. I would still say it's 50s.
No one doesn't know age stuff. Go away, no one.
I mean, Paul Rudd's 53. He looks basically like that.
Wait, Paul Rudd's 53?
I don't know if it's a number, but he's at least in his
50s. Man. Oh.
51.
Okay, not 53. That's way off, Nolan.
That's like 2 years off.
All right, do you just want to bring Nolan over and share the microphone, and I'll just duck out? I mean, I feel like you don't really need me anymore.
You know what? I've honestly thought about doing a podcast with Nolan.
Nice.
But I don't know. I don't think we have the equipment for it. And plus, I don't know if the world's ready.
They're not. I can
answer. For two handsome dudes.
Is that what the name of the show is going to be?
No.
You haven't invented cloning yet. You know that, right?
You hear what he said?
No.
Because they haven't invented cloning yet.
Nolan. Go sit down. Shut up, Nolan.
With gusto.
All right, so Ralph Macchio, we will agree that he looks somewhere between 45 and 55. Is that fair?
I'll say 45 and 50.
And I'll say 51 to 55. I don't know. He doesn't look terribly younger than, you know, my dad. So according to the math that you just shared there, with him being 58,
mm-hmm.
He's 8 years younger than my dad. I want you to think about that.
Does your dad know karate?
No, but my dad will whoop somebody's ass.
I believe that, but maybe he should learn to catch a fly with chopsticks.
My dad would need to. I don't think my dad can stab a steak with chopsticks. I don't think my dad's ever used chopsticks. They were not. Chopsticks were not. Necessary utensils ever in my house growing up.
I dated a girl for a while that was half Korean, and so I learned to use chopsticks.
Which half?
What?
Which half?
Which half? Her mom's side.
Oh, I was really hoping you'd be like the left half.
It was the lower half. I'm glad she doesn't listen.
That's secretly like an answer that I was hoping would be in the realm, but I, when you said it, I just died. good times. So Ralph Macchio, older than we thought. What about William Zabka?
I can look him up. I want to say it's probably about the same age.
Isn't it funny that those two have their hit show and Elizabeth Shue came, you know, who was the girl in that series, in the movie, not the series. She was the love interest, and she was in the first season of The Boys.
Oh, yes, that's right.
And
now, no spoilers, because you haven't seen it yet, but there's been two seasons of Cobra Kai. There's going to be a third season. Will she be on one of the seasons?
I don't know. Don't ask me. I'm two episodes in, not two seasons in. So let's.
By the way, William Zabka, Billy, is 54.
Okay. So there you go.
Doesn't look a day over 42.
He, I think he aged well.
Yeah.
And I think this might be just, you know, reaching, but I think that Cobra Kai series and particularly like the William Zabka kind of being the star of it and kind of his side of things, I think that that was made possible by the writers on How I Met Your Mother. When Barney's character, or the character of Barney, who was Neil Patrick Harris, you know, they brought in the Karate Kid and like, where's Ralph Macchio? He's like, what? No, this is, it's William Zabka. You know, whatever, I can't think of the character's name now, sadly. But he's like, it's this guy. He was like the 3-year All Valley Karate Champ. He's the Karate Kid. You know, so you know, those are jokes that hit like with the nostalgia element. And I think that might have played a factor. I don't know, but it might have played a factor in getting that.
It definitely did, I'm sure. And we can talk about this more when you finally actually watch it, and we can do a whole Cobra Kai episode. But I will, yes.
I was gonna say, are they doing a receipt, if you will, to How I Met Your Mother and bringing Dr. Doogie Howser in, Neil Patrick Harris?
No. Well, I don't, not yet.
That would be great.
But the producers or the writers, whatever it is, of Cobra Kai, they were huge and still are huge Karate Kid fans. Hmm. And so they came to Ralph Macchio and William Zabka with the idea and got them both on board. And both of them said, especially Ralph Macchio, for, you know, 30 years now, people have been coming up to him with different ideas, and they just didn't work. So,
and I think it's a great idea. You know, you've got that one great premise, great concept. You have that one moment that really, you know, like changed the course of their two respective destinies. So I really like the concept. I've enjoyed what I have seen of the show.
Keep watching, because I want to say more, but I don't want to spoil anything.
Thank you. And speaking of not spoiling things, The Boys, second season, 3 episodes came out today. And we can't spoil anything because we haven't seen it yet.
It's true.
So we'll talk about that next week.
Is it bloody? Maybe.
Probably.
Do you see some dude butt? Probably.
Lots of probable swearing, if I had to guess.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Okay, moving right along. We just never see the sun come up in the west. We're in Saskatchewan. Anyway, so the creative, the directorial duo behind Bad Boys for Life are going to help bring to Disney Plus Miss Marvel.
Ooh.
The directing duo, I'm not going to attempt to pronounce their names. We'll just call them the directing duo, not the dynamic duo. That's trademarks somewhere else. Whose television credits include Dutch comedy Better Geeka and 2 episodes of FX drama Snowfall, reunited Will Smith and Martin Lawrence in the Bad Boys sequel for Sony Pictures that grossed $424 million at this year's box office. Of course, that was when people could still go out and do fun things. Let's see, the reported involvement comes after Anna Boden and Ryan Fleck, directors behind the Brie Larson starring Marvel Studios blockbuster Captain Marvel. A lot of long sentences in this thing. Were rumored to return to the Marvel Cinematic Universe on spinoff Miss Marvel. According to The Direct, who broke the news, the two will direct at least one 60-minute episode of Miss Marvel. It's unclear whether they will direct subsequent episodes. Other upcoming Marvel Studio series, each consisting of 6 episodes, hired a single director, Carrie, for their respective shows, The Falcon and Winter Soldier, WandaVision, and Loki. They said in June, they confirmed meetings, but said we're huge Marvel fans, but it was just talks at that point.
All right.
Miss Marvel follows Pakistani-American teen Kamala Khan, Captain Marvel fangirl who discovers her shape-shifting superhuman powers when her inhuman genes are triggered. Sorry.
What the hell?
Huh?
What the hell was that?
Isn't that what it is? Like, you know, when you're triggered, you're like the South Park gif or sure, meme of yeah. the guy who's triggered, and then there's the, you know, all the, whatever, all the memes and gifs of people being triggered, and they're like, argh!
Yes, yes.
I used it in a different context. Perfect. Hmm?
I said that was perfect.
Marvel was said to have restarted its search for its Kamala in June, led by veteran Marvel Studios casting director Sarah Halley-Finn. So, there you go. Ms. Marvel, one of several series now in development for Disney Plus, alongside the aforementioned Falcon, Winter Soldier, WandaVision, Loki, Hawkeye, She-Hulk, Moon Knight, and the animated What If.
Dude, 2021 is going to be, hopefully if this COVID stuff is done, 2021 is going to be awesome for superhero movies.
All we have to do is survive.
We got to survive, and then, man, podcasts are going to be great.
Assuming I'm not dead.
I mean, I can still do the podcast.
Sure. I'll say it right now. Should something happen to me, and this is, it's out there in the public now. Should something happen to me, I bequeath all of my podcast equipment to Mike Luther, co-host of the year.
Yes. I don't know how to use any of it. I barely know how to plug the microphones in, but I'll figure it out. In fact, I'm pretty sure every time I was over there, I'm pretty sure most of the times I plugged them in the wrong spot. I'm gonna fix it.
I wasn't going to bring that up.
I mean, it's just being honest.
Well, let's talk about something that we can't afford, shall we?
Okay.
The PlayStation 5.
Oh, okay. That too.
Did you say you can't afford love?
I said love.
Well, it just all depends on how much time and the quality.
That's true.
If you got $10 and 10 minutes, that's going to buy you a lot.
Hey, all I need is 5 minutes.
Hey, you could get double, like the old Doubleman commercials, double your pleasure, double your fun.
Exactly.
By the way, if you also enjoyed retro commercials, check out a recent episode of Greg and Chad's Power Half Hour, available in the archives at jittermonkey.com. Anyway.
I started listening to it.
Thank you.
But I was super tired when I was listening to it. And I actually fell asleep, not because it was boring, but because I was like dead tired finally. Mm-hmm. But I think maybe I had some dreams about it. Who knows?
Cool.
Talked about masks.
Yep, we did. That was on the most recent episode. You got to go back a few weeks for the commercial episode. Anyway, PS5's pricing information may have been revealed for Sony by a new report. The report comes via a French website, again, not going to try to pronounce it, who claims the digital-only PS5 will run at $500, while the standard PS5 will cost $600. I don't know what a digital-only PS5 means. Does that mean that it doesn't have a slot for CDs and things like that? Would that be your, or maybe not CDs, but, you know, gaming discs?
Yeah, that'd be my guess.
Okay. I was like, when I first read that, and by the way, I didn't... Just to reiterate the show prep, I read that for the first time now as I was reading it to all of you. I read digital only, like they still need some type of box or apparatus. Oh, there's just, it's like power and controls and nothing else. So the standard version, which you can, you know, buy the discs for, et cetera, you can get for $100 more. Now,
I mean, first of all, if I would have never guessed that the digital was no CDs or no discs on it until you said something.
Right.
But yeah, you're probably right.
When you heard digital version, what did you think initially?
I was confused.
Right?
I was just like, yeah.
It's almost like if you had like a smart TV, like an Apple TV right. or a Roku or something like that, and then you just go and buy the controller.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I think that'd be a good way to do that in the future. You know?
Yes, but then it's bad for like places like GameStop.
Well, I didn't.
But then you just sell the digital cards.
Yeah, I'm sure. So. Well, I think what I like about GameStop too is like I've gone in there and I've bought items for like past consoles. So I think as long as they still have, you know, those types of retro gaming machines, I think they'll be okay. Or am I, or is that more, you know, am I incorrect in that? Is, I guess, more of their actual businesses on new products?
Well, it's probably, yeah, definitely on new products. But also, I think the places like GameStop are similar to places like comic book stores in the sense that they're still here, but they're struggling.
Mm-hmm.
Because a lot of people, and like myself, like I can get almost any game I want online. I can just order it online. I don't ever need to go to GameStop.
Sure.
I am going to, and I have gone to GameStop, but that's only because I have a gift card for it.
Yeah.
You know, if I didn't have that gift card, every single game I can get online. And it's more convenient that way.
Yeah.
And sadly, that's the same with comic book shops, too.
Although I will say I've stopped reading comic books digitally.
Okay.
And, of course, I'm, as you know, so very far behind on reading comic books, period. You give them a shout out. They're having a Labor Day sale at Twilight Comics, Swansea, Illinois, this weekend. So if you're listening to this September 5th, 6th, or 7th, if you're in the area, maybe stop by, see what they've got.
Pick up a card of ours.
Yeah. And I think the ones that they have right now are the old ones that actually say Jittery on it instead of Jitter Monkey. Oh. So collector's items, let me tell you.
That's right.
All right. So I'm not in the market for any gaming systems presently. This is news for others, but it's not news that is of real significant interest to me.
So. Yeah, I would like a PS5, but I know I can't afford one. I'm not going to afford one until the prices go down, and it's probably going to be another 5 years before there's probably something that's on there that I'm like, oh, I really want. Besides, Suicide Squad Kills the Justice League. And even then, that's not one that I'm like, oh, okay, I have to drop the money for this or I have to save the money for this. Which, first of all, I don't even have money to save.
Sure.
But I know, speaking of video games, even though you don't play video games, the Marvel Avengers game came out today or / last night. I haven't played it. I have my friend, my cousin, my third cousin, Corey Colebreaker. He's playing it. He'll tell me how it is, but... if it was cheaper, I'd buy it, but, you know, I'll go over to his house and play it, I guess.
I, real quick, want to let you know that going on right now and until September 17th, and look, folks, this is not an advertisement. There were just ways to distribute information. We're not getting paid. It's unfortunate because Lord knows Sony has the money to pay us if they chose. But the PlayStation Store has discounted hundreds of PS4's best games to some seriously low prices. So for less than $5, you can get games like the Classics PS4 Bundle. Don't know exactly what that is. Dead Island, FIFA 20, Marvel's Spider-Man. It looks like you might know more about this than me. It looks like there might be additional maps or quests or something like, because it says Spider-Man the Heist, Spider-Man Silver Lining, Spider-Man Turf Wars. Let's see what else they've got.
It's probably DLC for downloadable content.
Star Wars Battlefront 2 for $3.99. The Definitive Edition Tomb Raider for $2.99. Titanfall. Peggle. Need for Speed, and then in the $5 to $15 range, various Assassin's... Ooh, I might actually look at this because it's various Assassin's Creed games. Batman Return to Arkham for $10. Some of the Battlefield games, Bioshock, Dead Island, I think I mentioned already, or different Dead Islands. Yeah. Dragon Ball, Far Cry. These are all God of War, God of War 3 Remastered. Gran Turismo, Hitman, various ones. Jack and Dexter. Yeah. Is this engaging audio content? Ratchet and Clank.
It would be if we were actually talking about it, not you just reading it off.
Uncharted. the Nathan Drake collection, you could get that for $10, and that's worth playing. So
yeah, I agree. I have played Uncharted. I got to a point where it was a puzzle that I couldn't figure out. Well, actually, I got to a point where it was a puzzle I couldn't figure out, and then I started playing a different game, and then I came back to it, and then I completely forgot even how the puzzle started, so I just lost. But it was still a fun game to play. Speaking of Uncharted, I think we've talked about this before. They're doing an Uncharted movie with Tom Holland. Nathan Drake, a young Nathan Drake, not pre. A young Nathan Drake. Tom Holland, Mark Wahlberg, and somebody else. I can't remember. Oh, there's probably a lot more people in on there, to be honest with you. I don't think it's just a movie with a few people.
Antonio Banderas.
Is it really?
Yep.
Okay. I did not know that.
Yeah, so for those who have played, I think it's interesting. For those who played the games, yes, Tom Holland plays a young Nathan Drake. Mark Wahlberg is actually his good buddy, Victor Sullivan, Antonio Banderas, Sophia Taylor Ali, and Tati Gabrielle are not yet named. You know what? I'm just going to put this out there. I know he's in a Suicide Squad, or the Suicide Squad coming out next year. Nathan Fillion is highly underutilized in Hollywood.
Yeah. In Hollywood, in comic book fandom, though, the fans basically want him for every part.
You know why?
Because he's good.
He's that damn good.
Yeah, I agree.
So be looking on the lookout for the Uncharted movie. Was scheduled to be released theatrically in July 16, 2021. We know that's not going to happen.
Yeah. Unfortunately.
Let's see. Yeah. Yep. Are we still supposed to get Ghostbusters movie this year? Or did that get pushed back? Have they taken that?
There's no way it's this year. There's no way it's this year.
Well, that makes me sad.
It'll be 20. I'm going to say, well, I should say, there's not going to be a lot of movies coming out. There has been already. New Mutants came out. Tenet came out. I feel bad for New Mutants, honestly, because they've had just the shittiest luck.
Have you seen anything or read anything about the reviews of the movie?
Yeah. I think our friends over at the Dynamic Duel podcast did a review on it. And it was essentially if you like these characters, you'll like the movie. If not, maybe just wait. I believe.
Well, that
so
sucks.
I'm looking at a due date of, or at least a due date, God, release date of March 5th, 2021. For Ghostbusters 3, sorry. Ghostbusters Afterlife.
Makes me so sad.
I don't know if that was the original due date. I don't know. I know it wasn't. It was 2020.
All right. Well,
in fact, I think it was June or July of 2020.
You're no help. I mean, you're some help. Let's move on.
Yeah, I literally just gave you answers.
You have said that you have not yet watched The Witcher, correct?
Yeah, I've seen the first one or two episodes of it. I saw the first one or two episodes of it, and then the Shameless, which, by the way, have you seen Shameless?
No.
Okay. I'm not even going to have you watch it if you have to watch some of the other things, but I really like it. It's on Netflix.
That's true.
Yeah, and I don't know how much a four-year-old will remember and comprehend at this age, but there's a lot of R-rated stuff in it. I would say that. So, the only reason I mentioned that is because I started watching Witcher, and then Shameless Season 10 came out on Netflix, and I binged that.
So, I started watching Witcher last December. The first episode, I was doing it while my wife had to work that night. I put my son to bed, and I was folding Christmas presents. So I was not able to, what?
Folding Christmas presents?
You know, I said it, and I'm like, that doesn't sound right. Wrapping Christmas presents.
Yeah. Maybe your Christmas presents were shirts. That could have worked. That
would have been hilarious. No, I was wrapping Christmas presents, and so I was preoccupied, and so I didn't get to really fully study it right away, and then I restarted it a few weeks later, and I got really into it, and I enjoyed the entire series or season, and they are going to do more, but this from GamesRadar.com, The Witcher's showrunner, Lauren Hisrich, revealed that they had an idea to make the first season's timeline less confusing, because I didn't really realize at the time that there were, spoiler alert, different timelines. And I'm telling you right now, Mike, so it's less confusing for you, that the writers came up with the whole time. This is a quoting a tweet from Hisrich, the showrunner. The writers came up with the whole timeline based around the fall of Syntra that they begged me to put on screen. And she refused. She admits, I refused. I was completely stubborn about not revealing that Ciri and Geralt, whatever, weren't in the same timeline at the beginning. So, there you go.
Okay.
Now, when you watch it, you'll have a little heads up as
things. I remember you mentioning something about the timeline being messed up or not.
Yeah, it was confusing as hell. And you don't realize it until you're watching it. They're like, oh, this Witcher guy, he, not to say he lives many lives, but he's very old. He has lived a long time.
He looks good for his age.
Yeah. All right, couple things real quick, and then we're going to wrap it up. Honestly, I don't know why we didn't lead with this, but that's just because I'm dumb. October 30th, second season of The Mandalorian comes to Disney Plus.
I think October 30th, what I'm going to have to do is I'm going to have to postpone my Netflix or delete it temporarily and then get Disney Plus again. And then get Disney Plus for, because it's going to be weekly episodes. I know that. So get it for however long and then go back to Netflix. Because I need to see Mandalorian Season 2.
I like that. I like that it became appointment television for you.
Yeah, yeah. Last time was on Fridays, wasn't it?
I think so.
So, yeah, it was like right before that we would do a podcast, I would watch it.
Yeah. And this year it's also on Fridays because Halloween is on a Saturday. And Nobody's going to be allowed to have any fun.
Oh, that's right.
Because there's this thing called a pandemic going on.
Well, you got to wear a mask, so
maybe. I don't think those are the types of masks they're talking about.
Hey, mask.
We enjoy taking our son down to the trick or treat down on Main Street here in Belleville every year, and we've had a lot of fun with that. And I don't know if we'll be able to do that this year.
Now, hopefully, but I mean, I can understand if not. But has there been a costume picked out for the little one?
We haven't told him. Okay. But because of his love for dinosaurs, and the kid is like cuckoo for dinosaurs, and his favorite is a Triceratops, and I said to my wife, I said, you know, I was thinking about, I'm like, could we do something with, like, you know, putting horn, like, attaching horns to his forehead or, you know, nose, things like that. And she's like, yeah, I've been looking on Amazon. I told you about that. Don't you remember? I said, of course not. I don't remember that. So she sent me a picture of, like, you know how Halloween costumes today are not like what they were when we were kids. Like now, right. It's a little too simple. So she sends me a picture of an inflatable Triceratops costume where, like, he stands and his feet are the front 2 feet or front 2 legs of the Triceratops, and his little hands stick out like behind the little shield thing, and then everything else just like sways behind him. And that's an actual Halloween costumes you can get on Amazon.
Hell yeah.
I just don't think that he would. I mean, I think he'd love it, but I don't know if he'd want to like be in it the whole time.
Well, I mean, that goes for a lot of costumes, I'm sure.
Plus, if you're going to like downtown Belleville where there are routinely 1,000 people, you try not to do anything that's going to take up too much space.
Right.
So, yeah.
I'm looking at Amazon. Okay. I don't know if I see the costume you have, but I can picture it in my head. It looks amazing.
I will send it to you.
Oh, yeah. Now, are you going to be dressing up? Do you guys do like the whole family dress up thing?
We did last year. And me and my son were knights and my wife was a princess.
Aw, very nice.
And this couple years ago, she was a cop. I was a police officer. No, shoot, that's redundant. She was a cop. I was a convict. And our son went as one of the characters from PJ Masks.
Okay.
It's, yeah.
Is he still into PJ Masks, or what's his thing now?
Dinosaurs. Oh, for the, dinosaurs, okay. For the love of God, dinosaurs.
Okay, okay. Cool, cool.
All right. Incoming to your right. Facebook momentarily.
You'll hear it ding.
Whoop, that's not it.
Yeah. Just don't send it to somebody else. Well, I mean, you can shoot it.
I mean, it's you know, it's harmless. There you go. But this is what she found for him. The problem is, when you look at that price tag.
Okay, you know, actually, that was one that was like the second one that came up for when I was looking at it. That's, okay, I didn't even see how that could be a costume, but I guess I see it now. Oh, okay, I see the little window where he would see from. Holy shitballs on that price.
Yeah.
Dude.
Okay, maybe it's because it's officially licensed Jurassic World inflatable costume. Look for trademark logo on packaging and labels to help assure you've received an authentic safety tested item. Oh, but I mean, that also says adult costume, so I know there's a kid's one around here somewhere.
Yeah, it does. Wow. I'll name him because he doesn't listen to podcasts, and I've named him already on this podcast. But my very good friend, probably my best friend, my cousin, Corey Kohlbricker, he usually spends a lot on Halloween. Like, mm-hmm. That's his big holiday. And when I say spends a lot, I know has spent hundreds of dollars on costumes.
Nice. Well, you know, I got a buddy who spends hundreds of dollars every year to make his front yard, driveway, and garage a little horror show. Last year was all like creepy clowns on motorized swings and merry-go-rounds and things like that. I'm like, Joe, you're fucked up.
Was that Joe Ward?
Yeah. I mean, now that we've completely given his identity away. No.
Well, only if people know who he is. I mean, but I know of him.
Sure you do.
But my it was almost like kind of the same thing. My aunt used to do every year. She would have a huge like haunted house at her house. It would be a different theme. I know one year. I don't know if it was last year or the year before. They did like a Harry Potter theme and stuff like that. And she goes out and she buys like full size, like the king size, the big candy bars and stuff like that. Yeah. So basically like a concession stand she has.
Nice.
I know they're not doing it anymore, but they're not doing it anymore. But yeah, they did it for so many years.
If you said, hey, Aunt, we want to come out and broadcast live from your haunted house, would you do it again this year? You think she would?
I would say no because she's moving.
There'll do it.
So I think that's one of the reasons why.
Last bit of news, Mike, and then I think we're going to wrap this one up. Speaking of Halloween and bats that are in season right now, our good friend and yours, Robat Battenbat, is now Robat Adabat. That's right. Robert Pattinson tests positive for COVID-19.
He has. I've heard rumors that I don't know how long they're shutting down. Because I've heard rumors that they're already starting back up.
They did.
But it might be that they're starting back up production without him.
That's exactly what they're doing over in England. That's all I have.
You're going to get that a lot, I think, with movies now. And as safe as they're trying to be, it's just going to happen.
And you know what? I'm still pissed that I don't get to like turn on my TV tomorrow and watch Big Ten Nebraska football. Because this will be opening Saturday. Now, mad as hell.
Wait, are you...
No. Because we all know that only snowflake cucks are triggered.
Damn. I knew you were going to go with the S word. I didn't even go with the C word.
I got a buddy of mine who podcasts over at Coronation who has a much more successful podcast than mine. His is the Big Red Cobcast, and he lives in L.A. and is pretty left-leaning, but he jokes and says sarcastically he uses the phrase liberal snowflake cucks. So I just took out the liberal part. I'm not here to piss anybody off. Anybody can be a snowflake.
That's true. That's very true.
See, I kept it apolitical.
Proud of you, buddy.
Thanks. All right. And on that note, let's get the fuck out of here.
Right.
Mike, as always, it's a gosh darn pleasure and an honor to hang out with you every Friday night. I was upstairs before we started recording at my son's bedtime, and my wife stayed up there because she wasn't feeling well. She said, "Are you going to record with Mike?" I said, "Yep. It's Friday. It's pretty much my date night." My weekly date night with Mike. So, that also.
That'd be funny if there's one time like you, like on like a Friday afternoon, like you and her sit on the couch, and then she just turns to you and she goes, "You're probably thinking of Mike right now, aren't you?"
We would first have to be sitting on the couch.
That's true. First step. Baby steps.
Somebody in one of the groups that I'm in on Facebook said something about how something similar to that. It's like I can't remember the specifics of it. It's pissing me off now. But it's like
I remember it. It was something along the lines of like girls wanting to cuddle on the couch.
Oh yeah, and you're like, sorry, I got to go edit my podcast or something like that. And I was like, wait, hold time out. Your ladies want to, you know, snuggle on the couch and watch TV?
Yeah.
I was like, well, we're living two different worlds. So, but I can't complain. I got it all pretty well. I'm pretty blessed. Indeed. Let's leave it at that. All right. All joking aside, Mike, it's always a pleasure. Thank you. This is what I want you to do, Mike. Your homework for the night. After you hang up, I want you to run into the other room and dropkick Nolan in the face.
Well, he's upstairs, probably sleeping now, but I'll do it in his bed. It's probably easier.
If he's laying down, elbow drop.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And I'd be like, what the hell, Dad? And be like, Greg said so.
Yeah.
My pod boss.
I had to. It's for the podcast.
That's right. Oh, if you could film it, even better.
Yeah.
I got to talk to you off air sometime about an idea I have. It's not a good idea. It'll mean a lot more work for me, but it's an idea.
All right.
So we'll talk about that. Everybody, thank you for hanging out with us. Make sure that you follow us on all the social medias. Hopefully you know them by now. If not, it's at Nerds United Show on Facebook and Twitter. And send us an email anytime you want at nerdsunitedpodcast@gmail.com. He is Mike R. Luther at Mike R. Luther on Twitter. Mine is inconsequential because I locked it down for purposes. But you can always just hang out with us, interact with us on social media, on the Nerds United stuff. We appreciate it. Shout out to everybody that does and comments and likes on our posts. He is Mike Luther. He is the only co-host of the year. I'm Greg Mahochko. I'm just the guy in the headset pushing buttons. We remind you here at Nerds United every week to be kind.
And rewind.
This is a production of the Jittery Monkey Podcast Network. For more jittery shenanigans, go to jitterymonkey.com.